This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the WIP Morning Show.
You're not Joe DeCamera.
I know I'm not Joe DeCamera, but I'm filling in here for just 1 minute. We're going to get back to McGurk's in Royersford. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, James Seltzer, Devin Caney, the whole gang. We're going to get back to them in just a little bit while we iron out some technical difficulties. We're going to go back to yesterday's afternoon show when Joe DeCamera, the Hammer, was on with Ike, Spike, and Fritz to iron out all of the rule discrepancies for this highly anticipated Game 5 basketball match, one-on-one, Joe versus Jack. So let's take a listen. Yesterday's afternoon show, Joe DeCamera on with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Joining the show in studio is morning show host Joe DeCamera and WIP brand manager Rod Lakin. Thank you both for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
What do you like? Running like a courtroom?
What?
Yeah, like, thank you both for joining us today.
I'm just trying to, I want to make sure we get all of the stuff on our list checked off.
We got a lot to do, Spike.
Yeah.
And just as a, for instance, I have a list here which is nine, maybe 10 or 11 decisions.
Okay, I have seven.
I'm just saying we got to work with some Pacers. We got a lot to get through.
Yeah, well, and I've mentioned before, I'll never forget driving Joe DeCamera to go meet John Ritchie for the first time, and Joe got in the car with a legal pad full of questions. It was an hour and a half there, an hour and a half back. We didn't get through all the questions. So I'm not surprised that you have. So what we're trying to do is come up with the rules for Tuesday, which is more than the free throws. And I would like to table the free throw discussion for a little bit later.
So we
can work through the easy ones first. So the first thing is we're going to 11 by ones and twos? Is that what we are all assuming that we're doing
here? Well, I would put that further down in the discussion because it ties into the free throw thing.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. Can I present the first? Can we get some really easy things out of the way?
Let's go.
All right, Jack, is out of bounds out of bounds? I say it should be.
What do you mean?
If the ball goes out of bounds.
Yes.
Does the ball go to the other person, whoever touched it, you know, the person that touched it last, the other guy gets the ball?
Yes.
I'm asking if there's out of bounds. Okay,
so you're going directly to Jack on all this.
Real quick. Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah. Spike represents me.
Well, there he goes. He is deferring to me.
Smart, Joe. It's a good strategy.
Well, you have somebody representing you with discussions with the radio station.
So Spike is out of bounds.
Yes, but here is the thing that I would like to bring up. We will have one referee who probably won't be able to see all of this. So if the referee says,
"Is he blind?"
Stop. If the referee says, "I could not see," I believe we need a possession arrow, like they have in college basketball.
A possession arrow if there's
like a jump ball.
Yes.
If the referee, that's fine. If the referee,
unless you would prefer a jump ball,
or Jack, you and I do the honor system. But if you want if the ref cannot make a decision, then we can go to a possession arrow. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
And I have one add on to the out of bounds thing. Okay. Is the half court line out of bounds? I would say it should be. So we have a half court of action. If there's a long rebound, you know, it gets tipped back on a rebound. I would say the half court line should be out of bounds.
I think that's fair.
We'll concede that. That can be something that you wanted that we conceded on.
Not a concession.
Are we running full court presses?
All right. So yes on that and yes on out of bounds. Okay. Next thing. Should we take it back to the three-point line or the foul line?
So I just want to say this wraps into a different discussion. Mm-hmm. I assume we are saying yes to rebounds. Like rebounds are live, correct?
So well, of course.
Wait,
meaning what?
Well, you shoot a ball.
Yep.
And you can go get that offensive rebound if you want.
Of course. The offensive player can get the rebound.
Okay. Yes. All right.
And the defensive player can get the rebound.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So, yeah, I would say three-point line is where you should clear it.
Okay.
Now, from there, after it's cleared, do we want continuous play or do we want a check after the ball has been cleared?
Explain to me what you mean by cleared.
After you clear the ball past the three-point line.
And you take a bet.
If it's off a miss, I would say not a
check.
Keep playing.
Yeah. Absolutely fine.
Yep. Okay, so take it back to the three-point line.
Yep. And any point of the three-point line.
Checks off of made baskets, but not off of missed baskets.
Correct. Made baskets, out of bounds, fouls, there should be checks.
Okay.
Yes.
Good deal. All right, so we're good there. Okay. Next question. Again, I'm trying to get some of the low-hanging fruit here.
Yeah.
Make it, take it, or not.
That's the way you play one-on-one.
Which way?
Make it, take it.
Well, I've played it both ways through the years. So you say make it, take it.
Let's be honest. You haven't played very much one-on-one through the years.
Yeah, fair enough.
Okay. So did anyone come to your tweet yesterday?
Yeah, this weekend.
Yes. Yeah, when he said, let's run at Stone Harbor.
Tons of people, 96th Street. It was great.
Did you shoot free throws?
A little bit of free throws. All right, Jack, make it, take it or not?
Make it, take it.
All right, so we will table that one as we move forward. I will tell you that I think not make it, take it is more entertaining for the audience. I think it would lengthen the game, and I think that it would give more variance to the audience.
So
I would advocate not having make it, take it, so it's a little bit of a longer game for the crowd that shows up.
The longer game is not happening during your show. It's happening during ours. And what I don't want is an 80-minute one-on-one game between these two guys, who, by the way, are both going to be gassed 8 minutes into the game and not able to make a shot.
Not like we get Kobe versus Mike out here.
Rod, what are your initial thoughts on make it, take it?
Why is that more compelling?
It keeps Joe in the game. Let's be honest. Everything that Joe is arguing here keeps Joe in the game. So if the
fair point,
mommy talks for me too.
Well, it's the truth. We're on between 2 and 6.
Here we go.
So my point is that our job here to give Joe the best shot of winning, or is our job to do a one-on-one basketball game to determine who is the better athlete? I don't want it to be forgotten that Joe challenged Jack. Joe said he could beat Jack in this physical challenge. So are we going to go through and put training wheels on every game so Joe has a chance to win? Or are we going to play a one-on-one game like grown men play, which is just winner's outs? That was a hell of a filibuster.
I would advocate that it is not make it, take it. I think it's a better game for the audience if there's more variation. Anyway, we'll table that one because obviously we don't have an agreement
on that. That's two tables. So
no, that's table. One table. It's the same topic. All right, next one. Is there a shot clock? And if so, what is it set at?
No.
No.
Jack?
No.
What are you going to do? You wanted a 10? What do you want? It's not a timed game.
There's no. What goal? What is anyone accomplishing by holding the ball? We're not tabling it. There's no shot.
We're tabling everything. Yes.
Next question. And I'm not kidding. These are things that matter.
Did you have a shot clock this weekend when you played one on one?
Well, listen, this is a different kind of game. Next question. And I'm not kidding. Who supplies the basketball? So it can be my basketball, his basketball, or the referee's basketball. Who supplies the basketball? Or we split it.
I'd say
half the game with one ball, half the game with the other.
Lakin supplies the basketball.
We'll provide a basketball.
You will supply the basketball, yes. Rod Lakin.
Hold on. Rod, where are you getting the ball from?
Yeah.
I didn't know this was going to be a thing.
I don't know.
Well, here's the thing.
We need a worn indoor ball.
Exactly. Nobody likes to play with a brand new ball.
Yeah, you don't want something slippery. You don't want something that's been left out in the rain. Like, they got to be good, solid indoor basketball.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, if we got an air pump, I got one at home.
I'll tell you what, I will ask. I bet the Blue Coats will give us a basketball if we ask him for a worn indoor basketball.
Yeah, that doesn't have rain on it.
Yeah.
Jack, do you agree to that? Rod supplies the basketball?
Yes.
Okay. All right, next question. I'm with that as well. Next question. Is there a halftime? And if so, how long does it last?
Halftime?
I'm asking.
We do have a break schedule.
Well, I was thinking more like commentary, like that you know, whoever's on the air, you guys are talking about.
How about
like a 2 minute, 3 minute break, halftime?
Okay.
How about this? Each player gets one timeout, and each timeout is 3 minutes long.
I think that's fine. I was going to get to that topic next, but yeah, that's fine. So that instead of a halftime.
Here's the only thing with halftime is we may need to take a break on the air.
Yeah, exactly.
So there may be.
Take them early in the hour?
What's that?
Load them up early in the hour. Keep that clear.
Again,
man.
This is my ratings, well, yeah, not yours.
And by the way, you're so lucky. I'm giving you the freaking game. I'm giving you this.
Oh, get
you
guys, out of
you
here.
Guys, you guys get Philly out to do baseball games.
Lucky.
I mean, my God.
You're lucky.
This is a travesty how much you guys are being given in this whole freaking thing from a rating standpoint.
Unbelievable. People have actually heard of you now that this has happened.
Lakin knew you needed help. All right, fine.
Yeah, all right, but we do have a break, so that'll have to be the halftime.
So one timeout, 3 minutes. Each person gets to call one if you choose, but
sure.
No halftime.
Yeah, and here's the thing. There could be a break that we need to take, and you will get a break at that point.
Okay, Jack, are you good with that?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Do you want a halftime?
There is no halftime, man.
Okay.
No halftime, but one 3-minute break. Okay.
But if we're coming up to the 48 break, or we have to take the 48 break.
Right, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's called building suspense.
Yes.
All right, next. Jackson's a jokey joke mode. I'm not. Next.
I know.
Take it back to the foul off of a miss. Does the defensive player take it back to the foul line or the 3-point shot?
We already said that.
I'm sorry. I get my notes wrong.
3-point line.
My fault. Off of an air ball, if it's the first shot in the possession, does the defender have to take it back or can you go right
up? No, you got to hit the rim.
You got to hit the rim or the backboard.
Meaning you can take it straight up or not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Backboard counts. Backboard and rim.
You going backboard?
Yeah, I would say backboard and rim.
We used to play, you had to hit the rim.
Okay,
I'm okay if it's rim. And
I don't want to argue whether it hit. It gets a little funky.
Well, that's why the official was there.
So what you guys are saying, to be clear, is if either of us shoot an air ball and the other player gets it, you can go straight up without taking it back.
Yes.
Jack, do you like that?
Yes.
All right, now explain to me which one, rim and backboard.
Rim and backboard both count, net does not.
Yes.
Rim and backboard.
Both count as hitting something.
So air ball and net are the same thing.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So air ball and net, you can go straight up.
Yep.
How many pages is that, by the way?
3 pages. Air ball and net.
I'm telling you, man.
Go straight up. Okay. Jack, you're good with that?
Uh-huh.
I'm good with that.
I don't know
as well.
How this hire ever happened.
Okay. All right. Now, so we have two tabled, and now we get to the free throw portion. So tabled currently is make it, take it, or not, and is there a shot clock, and if so, what is it set at? All right.
All right.
Shot clock's not tabled. We're not doing a shot clock.
All right, so let's get to the free throw stuff.
Yeah.
So there's certain nuances to it, but of course the overarching question is, will there be free throws? So you guys say no, and I would say yes.
Well, I mean, I've never played a one-on-one game when there's free throws.
Nor have I.
Okay, so what are we doing here?
Well, I've never played a one-on-one game with a referee, and we're going to have a ref who's going to call fouls as he should or she should.
Right.
So then the point is, what is the consequence for a foul?
That you get the ball again, and that whoever is on offense gets the ball again.
So one of my arguments, I've been trying to make this for the last week, is I think it's fundamentally unfair for both Jack and I. If one of us has a, you know, let's say fairly open shot, but the other one, you know, drills us, rib shot, crack the arm.
Are you going to do that?
I might do anything I need to do to win the game. But look, there's the intentional and then there's the unintentional. The unintentional is the more likely scenario. That you have a pretty good luck, but the guy, you know, clips your elbow, and instead of a 4-foot shot you probably would have made, you miss it, the ref blows the whistle.
It's a foul!
And now you got to go all the way back. But there's no consequence.
Yes, but the consequence is you look like a loser to everyone who's watching the basketball game. Like, the reason, in any one-on-one game, the reason that you do not continually foul your opponent is because it is not in the spirit of competition.
Yeah. No, because you can foul out.
And then, not in one-on-one.
Not in one-on-one.
And it doesn't stop. All that does is incentivizes the other person to do the same thing. I'm not after. I don't think Jack is after. I don't think Ike is after some sort of wrestling match where nobody's hitting basketball.
I don't want to watch that. I want to watch Craig Elo and Jeff Hornacek play each other. That's what I want to do.
All right,
more like an Oster tag.
Jack, what do you think? Should there be free throws?
I've never played a one-on-one game with free throws. I think if we can just be, you know, gentlemen about this, you know, and just play basketball.
And when you say there's no consequence, the consequence is you get the ball again.
Yeah, and you might have missed the shot
I get that, but you might have made it. Rod, what do you think?
Yeah, but you might have missed it also.
Yeah, but there's also the bunnies that are, you know, the 2-footers, the 4-footers. You're in the lane. You're going up. The guy hits
you. This is not a hack of Shaq. He's not about to tackle
What
you.
Do you think, Rod? I'm serious. What do you think?
Well, two things. I would just assume, like Spike said, that, you know, we're all sportsmen, and we're trying to have a good contest, so we wouldn't try to hack the game.
A good contest. What is this, 1945?
It's a good contest.
I have a suggestion here. What if we give the referee
Grantland Rice over here?
What if we give the referee the ability to say it like one more intentional foul and you lose.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Like the NFC Championship game.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah,
if it's
egregious,
the unintentional. So, Rod, my point the whole time has been the unintentional. Like I've talked about the intentional to make a point, but my greater concern is, you know, there is a unintentional foul, and it's not fair to the guy who's shooting the shot and otherwise might have made it.
Sure.
What does that mean? If it's unintentional, meaning it wasn't done purposely.
You're trying to...
He's trying to play defense on you, and if he happens to foul you, my goodness, it's not a federal offense. You get the foul call and take the ball back.
But in real basketball, you get two shots.
Yeah, but we're not playing a game in the NBA or in college. So here's the thing. Just because you shoot the ball, there's no guarantee you're going to make it. So him fouling you, even if he nicks your elbow, is actually doing you a favor.
More likely.
Now you get the ball again.
Here's the other thing, too, because I've been accused of being on Joe's side by Spike.
Well, you did come in here with it.
No. Yeah. And to be clear, I'm not Team Joe. I'm not Team Jack. I'm Team people.
Okay. Team content. So,
I want to put on a good show for everybody. And I just don't think if we do free throws, it would be a good show.
Well,
they're not. You care about the people in the crowd. They don't want to watch you. You have your whole event. By the way, you have a whole event once a year where everybody gets to see that Joe can shoot free throws. Congratulations, you have that event. That's not what this event is.
And by the way, our guy isn't planning on doing any of this. So you're actually talking about yourself.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A pump fake and he's going to land on me. Now my shot from 6 feet's going nowhere because I got a freaking 6'2" guy coming down on my head. Now, how fun is that? Is that good for the crowd?
Oh, could be. Yeah,
could be. Yeah, actually,
how about, fair point.
How about, here's another thing. I could say, you could say something like, if somebody commits 10 personal fouls, they're disqualified.
Yeah. Like, well, I don't think anyone wants thing to end with a foul out. We talked about the morning show.
No,
today.
I don't want
to. You can't have it end with a foul out.
But it could be getting back to the NFC Championship game thing. It could be if there's consecutive fouls that are deemed to be egregious, we take away a point. So you go back.
Okay, there you go.
If there are consecutive fouls that are deemed to be egregious, well, now you're getting into intentional, unintentional. I mean.
But that's what the official is there for.
Yeah, but a guy can jake that.
Hold on. Either we are going to entrust the official to make the right call, and we
don't even have an official right now.
I'm working on it, too. Okay. I'm working on it.
Okay. Guy better have integrity, Spike.
I could officiate this thing if you want me to. Neither one of you would be going to the foul line ever.
Yeah.
We play
prison rules.
Prison ball.
Yeah.
Hold on. Why is it prison ball with me?
Yes,
well, look, Ike Reese knows what I'm talking about.
Look, here's the deal I'm willing to make. Here's the deal I'm willing to make.
In fairness, I said prison ball to him, so yes.
This is the part where I gotta leave.
Yeah. I'll put this on the table as a deal I'm willing to make. No free throws for it's not make it take it.
You'll be playing basketball in Pelican Bay.
I'm asking you the question.
I'm sorry.
You're joking. I respect it.
That was the training day. I'm locked in, man.
But one-on-one is make it take it.
It's not always make it take it.
It is.
It's not always make it take it.
It is, unless you're playing
absolutely
with an 8-year-old. It's make it take it. It absolutely is. Watch any one-on-one game on the internet, and it is make it take it. I watch one-on-one all the time on friggin' TikTok, and it is make it take it.
First off, you got to get a life.
Are you telling that to me?
Yeah. Who the hell watches TikTok one-on-one games?
Mr. Ballas watched the West Wing.
Unless it was the Kobe Stackhouse game from 95. Wow. No interest. All right, Rod, what do you think?
I don't think you've expanded on your argument about not doing make it take it.
I just think it'll be better for the audience.
But what does that mean?
Both players get the ball. You know, it goes back and forth. Like, it's if one guy's got a run going, it's not something that quick end. Like, it's a little bit more of a, to use a Jeffrey Lurie term, voluminous game. I think it'd be a more fun game.
This is training
if it's
wheels.
Not make it take it.
It's well, training wheels.
I mean, I've played tons of one-on-one games through the years. Sometimes it's make it take it. Sometimes it's not.
I would
say no make it take it for no free throws. I'll go there.
How about free throws after 8 fouls or something?
Well, I mean, then we're going back to that. If you want to reopen the free throw thing, we can. But I just put an offer on the table. So no free throws for no make it take it. You can take the deal or not. If you don't take it, we reopen the whole free throw thing.
Well, the free throw thing is not happening.
And make it take it. That, like, it's got to be make it take it.
It does not have to be make it take it. There's plenty of games that aren't make it take it.
If I take 10 straight calls and ask them.
I don't care what 10 straight callers. You know what happens in the NBA? Guy scores, other team gets the ball.
Other team gets the ball.
I mean, this is not like insanity.
Yes, this is not the NBA. It is a one-on-one game.
Far from the NBA.
It is a one-on-one game.
I put an offer on the table.
You don't get the ability to put an offer on the table.
Well, I did. All right, I put the offer on the table. Jack, do you want the deal? I'm taking free throws out. It's not make it take it. Your call, Jack.
No.
No,
Can we just play basketball? Okay. Why can't we just play basketball to 11, ones and twos?
We need to have structure.
We need to have structure.
I assumed it was make it take it, just to be clear.
Okay. I mean,
every game I've ever played a one-on-one.
Many games aren't. Ike, what do you think? What breaks the logjam here? Because I'll open up the whole free throw thing. I'll talk about and-ones, talk about after 5 fouls, you go into the line for 2 or 1-on-1. Like, we can go back to that whole thing. I'll shut the whole thing down or not.
This is unbelievable, man.
Listen, I mean, I'm being a good faith negotiator.
You're not.
Because I'm not being a good faith negotiator.
You make it, you take it. Yeah. It's one-on-one basketball, Joe.
You're not being a good negotiator. You're creating a scenario that never has happened.
Yeah, you're creating.
I played a game of one-on-one last week. There wasn't make it take it.
Dude, you asked if there should be a shot clock.
Right.
That question alone should frame this entire discussion. You said you wanted a one-on-one. You guys agreed to a one-on-one game. One-on-one games are make it, take it, and there are no free throws in one-on-one games. I don't know what to tell you.
Look, I'll give you no shot clock and no make it take it for no free throws.
How much does Fritz care about make it take it?
No, Fritz should care about make it take it, in my opinion.
Why?
Because he's better than you.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't know what to tell you. I guess we'll find out Tuesday.
Jack, I'm giving you, I think, a pretty good offer. You can take it or we can just reopen the whole thing.
He's going to cave.
Well, I haven't said it. Are we still talking about this?
Yeah.
I don't care. Whatever.
Do not take make it.
Oh, boy.
Is this going to be the sticking point?
Yes, it's such a better game not make it, take it. It's a better game.
No, it isn't a better game. You have a better chance of winning.
Both teams get it, you know, and the audience gets to see it, and both teams have to
play. It's not the real spirit of one-on-one basketball.
It's the spirit of this game called basketball.
I would propose free throws after five fouls.
I mean, we can reopen that if you want. I mean, it's...
How about forgetting about reopening it?
Well, is it a one-on-one or is it two shots? And then is it the game to 22 instead of 11?
I would make it...
Well, we have to do 22.
I would make it 22 instead of 11 with twos and threes with one free throw shot.
Yeah, so now you're saying fouls. Now you're saying free throws after five fouls.
One shot.
That's a counter.
One shot. Well, hold on a second. It can't be if it's a two. No, you can't do that because if the possession is a 2 or 3 point possession, you can't screw
sure,
the guy.
You can
no,
do
you
whatever. Can't. We're no, making up the rules.
There's no three pointers.
No, yeah. he just said if we go to 22, it's twos and threes instead of ones and twos.
Instead of ones.
My point is, you can't say it's you only get to
it's
get
the same thing.
One
I know
point.
What you're
in a, you can't get only 1 point in a possession if you get fouled. You have to have the chance to get two. That's not right.
A shooting foul.
Well, shooting foul obviously would be two, but what if it's on the floor
not
after five?
No,
on the floor fouls.
You don't.
You said after five fouls you get a free throw
on a shooting foul.
You said five shooting fouls.
No, well, fouls. Five fouls. Period.
He's saying five fouls. Period.
But
five
there would only be shots after a shooting.
You're not
foul.
Getting foul shots on a shooting. On a non-shooting. Shoot the ball.
Well, we got to discuss that too. Look, I gave you an offer. No, make it, take it, and the whole thing's settled. I don't know why this is so complicated.
Nope.
Okay. Well, then it's not settled.
Okay.
He's not going to let any of this go.
Ron, this is obviously why we brought you in.
The number one sticking point for him is he wants to eliminate the make it, take it.
No, I know.
The other stuff are just negotiating tactics
to
throw in there to make him feel like he's giving
up
something.
My number one thing is I thought there should be free throws.
You don't want to lose 11-0.
That's nonsense.
You don't want to lose 11-0.
That's
why you
11-0, but no one's going to lose 11-0. Rod,
well, you could.
Rod, as the arbiter
of
this thing.
You got the white mama in there, man. That's Brian Scalabrini.
Rod, on behalf of the radio station, do you want to take the offer I presented? Which I think, honestly, is very, very fair.
Do I want to take it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess at the end of the day, there's some kind of, you know.
I would propose, like an arbitration, we both submit what we believe should be the rules in this context, and you pick one of the two.
Well, that's what we're doing right now.
No, it's not. Like, I am saying we both submit written we take
request
of make it, take it, and fouls. We submit a written thing to Rod. Rod makes a rule.
How about we flip a coin?
No. And you guys can let me know what the decision is.
Listen,
I don't really care.
Then the free throws. Listen, then Jack, be a man and step up and talk for yourself.
Because
stop
I don't
being
care.
A man.
Because I'll win regardless. So whatever rules you want,
fine.
You can try to, and then Rod can make the final decision.
Spike, your guy's saying he'll do it.
No, he didn't.
No,
he
I'm
said
not.
Rod can make the final decision. And if you want to talk, if you want to talk about being a man, every time you've won, you guys have taken 2 weeks burying that guy on your show, which is not manly and is not good sportsmanship.
My callers have said that. I've been very humble.
You've been
hammer.
A horrible sport.
Hammer.
All you have to do is watch the golf to see what a horrible sport
there's
you are.
There's a reason I kept giving
this
score.
Is, this is going in a bad direction.
You know
why
right
don't
right
you
right.
submit your proposals and I'll make a decision.
Or we can leave it to the people.
The people will be on our side because we're, you know.
That's nonsense.
You don't want a Twitter poll?
Listen, Rod, I do not agree.
Involve the people. Put up a Twitter poll.
No, I'm not agreeing to that either. Listen, Rod, we're going to have to figure this out. But I will tell you this. We can say on the shot clock, no, that's fine. So I'll go to no shot clock.
The only things we have to
tell you
decided.
Next year.
So we have two.
Well, next year, when I decide to do this, I'm smashing everybody that I play against. I'm just letting you know. Well, I don't need all these rules and all this other nonsense.
One last
thing. We're getting it taken care of next year.
One last thing for first possession, or are we flipping a coin?
Flip a coin.
Yeah, okay. That's easy.
All right. Flip a coin.
All right. You don't want to jump ball.
No, we'll flip a coin. So we have two outstanding issues. Is it make it, take it? Yep. And then if we open up free throws, all of it. Are there and ones? Are there one-on-ones? Is it two shots after how many penalties?
Why would you get two shots when we're going by ones?
Because we might be going by twos up to 22 if we involve free throws.
If you involve free throws.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just to be clear, as we wrap this segment up, you guys do not want to take the very generous offer I gave you? I mean, honestly, this we can have the whole. Can't we just settle something a week in advance? We can have the whole thing settled.
No, listen, we didn't know we were running until a day.
I
got to
be honest with you. I give you a lot of credit for the day.
Oh, for this sham.
Yeah, this is just some of your best work right here.
Total sham. A total
this is some
sham.
Of your best work.
Making
I'm
something out of nothing.
I'm actually impressed with this.
Mike, I got nothing but love for you, man.
And the sportsmanship.
I'm actually impressed with this today.
I just want everyone who is listening
nonsense.
To this, yeah, understand what poor sportsmanship we have out
poor
of the morning show.
I come
poor
in here in good faith.
Poor sportsman.
Jack, one more time. You don't want to take... I mean, it sounds like you want to take the deal, Jack.
I don't want to take the deal.
When are our rules due by, and when is the decision coming?
I mean...
Rod, in a day or two.
Rod's going to make the decision Monday night.
Rod, you're going to have a longer game without make you take it. It's a better game.
Well, I don't,
and these guys are all afraid I'm going to get run into the ground. I'm giving you a longer game. I'm the guy that's got no endurance.
No.
Okay. Well, then, let's find out. You guys are so freaking soft.
No, you're the, are you serious?
Now he's challenging manhood.
My God. Are you the way that you ran? How'd you feel after running, Joe?
Horrible. Yeah, I got shin splints now from that ridiculous freaking track.
You were walking.
Shin splints.
I do. I do. Both shins
are walking.
Both
shins. Get it to me. Get it to me by Thursday, and then I'll make a decision.
Thursday,
and then
end of day.
Yeah,
and
then end of day.
The weekend you can plot out all your stuff.
All right.
Yeah, so we have to give
Thanks
you a written,
in,
written.
How
thing.
Long have you been thinking about this?
A week at least. Yeah, a while. I mean, I drilled down all my notes in the last hour, but I mean, I've had a list for a long time.
Disgraceful.
Incredible.
Just a disgraceful.
I will just know this.
Yeah.
I'm going to kick his ass on Tuesday.
Okay.
And you can take that to the bank.
Okay. I'm so scared.
All right.
Okay. I think you're barely going to get a shot.
You guys told me I wasn't going to win anything. We're 2-2, and I told you I'd win in five. And I stand by it.
Okay.
And I'll prove it on Tuesday.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, as long as... as long as we get training camp. As long as we get training wheels rules. Training wheels, right? Free throws and shot clocks.
I told you I'm going to win. I told you from the jump.
All right, there it is.
Oh, buddy.
That was yesterday. John, what do you make of it?
Oh, man. I can't believe you... brought what I believe is a very sensible offer forth, and
I thought so.
Now I think Spike is just blindly denying
yes, John,
it without really
you.
Thinking about
I totally,
it.
It felt like he wasn't trying to compromise. He was just coming at me like, whatever you say, I'm not doing it.
I thought
it was trench warfare, World War One. I thought we were in France in World War One.
Dude,
in the trenches.
He wouldn't even give on anything. Like he wouldn't even like acknowledge that
but
you were
to
offering
be fair,
something.
I think maybe you frustrated him to the point where he can't see. He's agitated so much so that he's rage blinded.
Devin, was it
by
a fair
your
offer?
Actions.
I thought it was a fair offer. Is it fair?
I don't know. Is my microphone on?
Is Devin mic's on?
No.
Let's get that
mic on. Yeah, it's on.
There it is.
There we go. It's because we're
you
playing,
switch mics.
Yeah,
yes.
Musical microphones here. Yeah, I was distracted by the fact that I was trying to count the number of times I heard make it, take it. I think it was like above 200.
That's funny. I was trying to count the
segment.
Amount of times Jack spoke, and I think it was three.
That segment felt like it was an hour long, and there was no resolution. Like, I still feel just as unsure as I did.
Well, we got a lot. We're down to two issues.
The most telling moment by far in the whole thing was Jack said, I don't care. Do whatever you want. I don't care. And Spike's like, no,
exactly.
You do care. Like, that's the whole thing right there.
Yeah. No. All right. So, look, you can react to that. Obviously, the Eagles thing, everything going on. Season starts tomorrow. It's the rally at Roersford.
Joe, can I just say
the broadcast
one thing?
At McGurk's. Yes, please go ahead, Ray.
I had dental surgery 2 weeks ago, and listening to Spike was more painful than that.
Well said.
Thank you. A hand for Rhea Hughes. Right? Was that not great?
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Correct.
Amen, Rhea. Amen.
Roersford goes wild. Yes. All right, we're at the Roersford and McGurk's. The entire broadcast presented by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. Back with more calls, your reaction to that, preview of the Eagles, times yours, and more on 94WIP. Right, as we come into the music of Led Zeppelin, good morning to you. Times yours in a few minutes. Joe and Hugh at the top of the hour. There was a notable death in the world of sports yesterday, and he had a very direct tie into the city of Philadelphia, and that's George Raveling. It was a great college basketball coach.
Wow, I didn't even hear he died. Wow.
He did. So Hall of Fame basketball coach from his years in college basketball, but also very famous for two things that had nothing to do specifically with coaching. Hmm. And it's an unbelievable coincidence that one person, coincidence isn't the right term, but it's just amazing that one person had these two unique things in his life. The first is that Raveling knew Jordan.
Yep.
Yes.
And was the connector of Jordan to Nike back in 1984. So Raveling helped convince Jordan to sign with Nike, which, of course, not only he's the one that introduced Jordan to Sonny Vaccaro at Nike, not only changed Jordan's life, but really in many ways changed the whole sports marketing landscape because of what the Jordan brand at Nike became, the whole thing. The other thing that he's very famous for, in addition to coaching, he was right there when Martin Luther King gave his I Have a Dream speech in 1963, working security. He was young. This was, you know, because he had played basketball at Villanova, but he was working security that day in D.C.
Incredible.
And at the end of the speech, Martin Luther King, who had gone off script, by the way, I Have a Dream was not written down on the piece of paper. Martin Luther King actually ad-libbed that on the spot because he felt in the moment during the speech he wasn't nailing the speech. And so he went off script, created the I Have a Dream thing, which he'd only said one other time in one other speech, but not that way. Did the whole I Have a Dream thing. And when the speech was over, George Raveling said, "Do you mind if I have that piece of, you know, those pages?" And Martin Luther King said, like, "Here, no problem." And so he handed him. And so George Raveling owned the papers of the document, of the speech.
That's unbelievable.
Which he donated to Villanova, and it is housed. That speech is housed at Villanova and has been since 2021.
Wow. That's amazing.
It's an amazing fact.
That's an amazing fact.
So those that knew George Raveling.
Imagine just being at that cross section of two things in history like that. I mean, obviously the Martin Luther King thing. I mean, it's unbelievable.
It's an amazing. Yeah. And then to be a college basketball Hall of Fame coach on top of it.
It's like if that wasn't enough.
Yeah, and obviously good player back in the day with Nova. So condolences to Nova Nation and those that knew and loved George Raveling. All right, let's go to the phones. When our show cut out, which we had some technical difficulties about 45 minutes ago, Jim was in the early portion of his phone call. Let's go back to him. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
That's our pleasure, buddy. Sorry we cut out.
Maybe the longest phone call in the history of WIP.
What do you got, George? Or Jim, I'm sorry. Jim, what do you got, buddy?
So one Phillies comment, if I will, because I've been a lifelong fan, watching them since Bo and Schmitty started at shortstop and third base. If I were Topper in the playoffs, I would go with game two, four innings of Nola, four innings of Luzardo, and then finish with the Durantula, because that's two different types of starters. It'd be a great way to split the game with starters.
Yeah, look, here's the other thing I'd say, though, Jim. If Nola doesn't get the nod in the best of five, they could use him in whichever game a lefty struggles. I mean, look, Sanchez is who we feel most confident in, but you never know. I mean, Sanchez could be two innings and run into a world of trouble, and then you'd want Nola in game one. So,
and let's not forget Walker Buehler, a part of this, yeah, too, depending on how he pitches the rest of the season.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to see him. And Aaron Nola at this point, I don't know how much we can even trust him. If we're
talking about giving him four innings,
he could give away four home runs over the course of those four innings.
Yeah, this is a big month for him, man. He's got to prove it. I mean, it's a – because we know what he's put out there for most of the year when he's been there, which is about half the year, has been quite simply not good.
Well, and it creates an interesting situation with 5 years and $125 million left on his contract, you know?
All right, Jim, give me an answer, buddy. What was highly anticipated?
The biggest thing for mankind was in 61. It started with JFK first saying that we needed to get a man on the moon and beat Russia. And then it culminated with Neil Armstrong in 69. When he stepped onto the moon and his iconic statements of "That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind," I would love to go to see him beat the stinking Mets.
Well, you got a chance, man.
Jim, big answer. Space race between the U.S. and the Soviets in the '60s was something, and that's a big answer because that had been dreamt of for a long time, considered an absolute impossibility, obviously. From almost forever until
it's human anticipation. Forgetting just the space race part, like the human looking up at the moon forever.
I like it. Like it a lot. Let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day and round that one out. Today, our main topic has been about the Eagles tomorrow not taking the field for the ceremony. Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin certified one owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Poll question. Do you like that the Eagles coaches and players have chosen to not be on the sideline for the Super Bowl banner reveal ceremony? All right, let's all go on the record ourselves. Devin, do you like the decision?
I mean, it's hard because I don't like it, but I understand it. So I guess I'll say yes.
Okay. No, I get you. I understand the difference.
Yeah. Yes or no.
James, yes or no?
Yeah, I'm like Devin, but the other way. I'll say no. While I understand what they're doing, I don't like it, and I don't like it for
the fans. You would prefer they be out there.
I prefer, yes, and for the fans. Like, I think it will take away from the enjoyment that they're not out there.
John, you're a yes?
I like it.
Yeah. I'm a no. Again, like has been said by many people today, I understand it, I respect it, but as a fan, I would prefer they be out there. Audience, John, I have the poll result.
I'm a no.
You think they're down with the decision? I'm sorry, Rhea, I'm sorry. So for those that don't know, Rhea's back in the
Rhea's
studio.
Rhea's not here, out of sight.
Rhea's back in the studio, so it's hard sometimes to
I'm getting
to
the sutures Rhea out today from that, and that will also be less painful than listening to Spike again.
Rhea, how brutal is he?
He seems to care more about it than Jack does.
Yeah, he does.
He clearly does.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, Rhea.
Yes.
Don't kid yourself. I knew I could get under their skin, though, if I started with, is out of bounds, out of bounds.
You're like, what?
You are annoying.
Let's make sure we cover all the bases. All right, Rhea, do you like the decision?
No. You want it. Yeah. You know, you deserve it. If you can't get yourself ready, 20 minutes later to start a game, then you should be worried about the season.
All right, 60% of us wish they were going to be on the sideline watching it. John, how do you think people voted?
55.
64% are good with it. So it's just about two-thirds.
Good.
Applaud, the decision or support the decision.
It's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal either way, but it's only the second time they've won the bowl, and it'd be nice if the guys were out there. All right, coming up in 1 minute, 1 minute's time, we will get to Time's Yours on the day before this season starts. Time's Yours in 1 minute. Hey, let me tell you about United Tire and Service right now. You know, there's a lot of reasons to celebrate. Obviously, the summer's wound down, which is always a bummer, but then you get football, and that's a great thing, and fall weather is great. And here's something to celebrate. United Tire and Service is continuing their end-of-summer sales event. End-of-summer sales event rolls on now through September 16th. BF Goodrich is offering a $100 rebate, and United Tire is doubling it with $100 in instant savings on any Ford BF Goodrich passenger or light truck tires. That's $200 in savings. It's a great deal. United Tire and Service, phenomenal with what they do. So hurry to your locally owned United Tire and Service locations, 10 different locations throughout the Delaware Valley. Find the closest one to you at unitedtire.com. That's unitedtire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Make sure you unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go, only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
I love the training wheels line for you, Joe, but when looking at Spike, it actually really looks like he just got his training wheels removed off of his bicycle, and he's happy and excited about it. Time's Yours.
This is the year 2025. We're not supposed to make, you know, appearance conversations. What are you saying? He looks like a child?
I think that's what he's saying.
He's a child.
Yeah.
I don't think he looks like a child. I think he
acts like
sounds
one.
Like a child.
Acts like a child. Yes.
Thank you.
I worked in education for 30 years, and that was one of the strongest cases of a helicopter mommy that I've ever heard.
Oh my God.
It's true. He's right. That's what it is. Like, Jack can't make a decision for himself. He's a 31-year-old man.
But the problem is, I think the helicopter mom is now confused in her anger. I think he had a perfectly rational option for his son or her son. and you flustered him so much, he denied it without really thinking it through. So I hope we can get back to that point, because I think that's probably going to make the best game for the public consumption.
Come on, Devin. Lead them fine folks at McGurk's with an Eagles cheer.
Oh, good idea. Devin, do you want to take, as they said back in the day with Nickelodeon, the physical challenge? Would you like to lead the wonderful people at McGurk's and Rutherford in an Eagles cheer?
You know what? No, I think I'm going to sit that one out, Joe. I'll leave that up to you.
I'll do it. Hey, McGurk's!
E-A-G-L-E-S! Eagles!
That's how you do! Super Bowl champs, and they're going to be 1-0 tomorrow night.
You just ran a minute and 35 seconds for the freaking 400 meters. Those people stood out there for a minute and 35. Jack ran in a minute and 17. Don't talk to me about extending the game. Everything else, if you don't want to put it for fans, then, Joe, you're just trying to manipulate to get your agenda. That's all this is.
So what's the things I'm being
He says you're manipulating. Yes, that is. You don't care about the performance. That if you did, you would have run better and all that. That it's all just to benefit you. Was his
implication. Well, he's entitled to his opinion. All right, sir. I hear you, and I'll win on Tuesday. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, a couple final things before we turn it over to Joe and Hugh. First off, I want to say sorry to many callers that called today. We just didn't get to many calls. That's certainly not something we prefer to do. We had so many good guests today, and that obviously complicated things. But we thank you for calling. We'll try to get to you tomorrow if we could not today. Reminder, the broadcast today brought to us by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey. This is the rally in Rutherford at McGurk's in Rutherford, which the station will continue to broadcast from through 6 o'clock tonight. Reminder, Terrell Owens tonight. That's right, T.O. from 5 to 6, and Hugh will be on site as they overlap during that hour. Also a reminder, I said it earlier, I'll say it again, I'll be playing hoops today at 4 o'clock right behind the Beth Ayers Shopping Center in Huntington Valley. That's the area I'm from growing up. If you're out that way or not, if you want to play ball today at 4 o'clock, let's do it. Full court. Hopefully we get enough people out there to play some good basketball. So 4 o'clock today, Beth Ayers. It's right near the intersection of Welsh Road and Huntington Pike. Hope to see you there. All right, let's come up with a winning answer, guys, for what was highly anticipated. I thought all answers were good.
Agree.
So we had Y2K, Who Shot JR, OJ Verdict, Prom Night, Ali Frazier. And let's try to get a man on the moon.
I think it's the man on the moon. They're all great, but the man on the moon, the entirety of human history, look up at the moon, and then eventually someone gets on it. I think it's that.
I'm less inclined on that one. Rhea, what do you think?
Prom night.
Okay.
I really like prom night. I love the nostalgia. Prom night.
Wow, prom night over going to the moon.
Well, it's like a more universal experience. You know?
I don't know.
Okay.
James, I mean,
if we're going to be honest, they don't. I don't think they have prom night in other countries, and they care about going to the moon.
Devin, let me tell you something about James that you know very well.
What's that?
James never just disagrees.
Oh.
He always highly disagrees.
That's why whether
he does it with words or not.
Or his leg bouncing the table, getting stronger is what it is.
Strong opinions.
I'll see you today at 4 o'clock. Hopefully, to play some basketball. Be here all day. Obviously, hey, thanks to everyone. The Royers for McGurk's broadcast rolls on. Joe and Hugh, they're coming up next. Talk to you tomorrow.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at chooseprimavera.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.